Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we're sitting with author Janelle Shantz-Hertzler, and her book is called Seasons of Solace, A Story of Healing Through Photos and Poems. Hello, Janelle.
Hello.
All right, A Story of Healing. Tell us what you had to heal from.
Well, 5 years ago, my husband was killed by a drunk driver, and so I was working through the grief journey.
And how did you come to work through the grief with poems and photography?
I started by sitting. I was sitting by a river about a year after my husband was killed, and I saw on the ground a red leaf. And this red leaf against those sharp stones really drew my attention. And so I just took a photo of it. And it be speaking to me about how beautiful this leaf was, and yet it was ending its time as being a leaf. And so I began taking photos of images from nature that spoke to me about my pain or my sorrow, what I was dealing with.
Before your husband's death, were you involved? Did you have the hobbies of photography and poetry?
I enjoyed taking pictures, but I just had a compact digital camera and took pictures of my son and other interesting things. Nothing really for any purpose, not professionally at all. I did a lot of writing, journaling, but not poetry.
The poems and the photographs in the book are just beautiful. Did you know you had this innate talent?
I didn't. I mean, I knew I had some creative interests and stuff, but I didn't really know that I was gifted in either of these areas.
How did you find out you were gifted? Particularly, you talked a little bit about the photography, but what about the poetry? How did you know your poetry was good enough to put together a book?
Well, what happened is I was taking a grad class in the area of trauma healing, and the professor there suggested that people write their stories in less than 100 words because our brain creates literal grooves as we tell ourselves the same story over and over. So if we change our story, we can heal those grooves and begin to tell ourselves a new and healing story. So I started playing with this, and to get the most impact in 100 words, it just was poetry. And then I started sharing it with people. And, you know, I gave it to somebody and said, here's what I've written. What do you think? And they were just so moved by it. And even strangers started to say that. So then I was like, okay, maybe this is something to consider doing something else with beyond just my own healing.
This is your first book, correct?
Yes.
How therapeutic, how cathartic was it for you to put this all together in light of the tragedy?
It was extremely healing for me. People that are in sudden trauma often have experience where their emotions feel trapped inside or frozen. And it was just a way of getting some of those emotions thawed out and outside of my body. Like, it was a way to take it outside of my body, document it, validate it, say, this is a real experience, but I don't have to carry it inside my body anymore. I can have it there. I can go back to it in the book if I ever need to, but then I can also move on and experience joy in life again, too.
Were you writing and shooting for you more so than the readers?
Yeah, I had no intention to make a book of poetry and photography. I thought, well, if I ever write a book about it, it will be a regular memoir or something like that. And the poetry and photography was just going to be a way that I found my own healing.
All right, so somebody found it good enough to put into book form.
Yeah.
So now what are you hoping the readers take away from it?
Well, I had a friend who gave it to another person who was in loss, and then he actually loaned her his copy, and he went back and said, are you done with it? And she said, well, can I keep it a little longer? I page through it every day. And to me, it's just, the book is kind of an experience that people who are dealing with any kind of loss or difficulty can just find ways to reflect and to be with their own story and find healing. Nature, the photography is nature images, and nature is always renewing itself. And so it's kind of renewing to people as they look through and read the poems and see the photographs.
The positive response from those who have viewed the book, does that inspire you to do more with poetry, with photography, possibly writing more prose?
Yeah, it does inspire me, and people are being helped, and that's wonderful. So I'm very encouraged.
Well, Janelle, we wish you a lot of luck. Again, the book is called Seasons of Solace, A Story of Healing Through Photos and Poems. The author, Janelle Schantz-Hertzler. Thank you, Janelle.
Thank you.